This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. The CEO of one of State Farm's top competitors was in Bloomington Normal yesterday to deliver a speech at Illinois State University's College of Business. Trisha Griffith from Progressive Insurance graduated from ISU, then went to work in the late 80s as a claims representative. She rose through the ranks at Progressive and became CEO in 2016. That same year, she was named one of the 50 most powerful women in business by Fortune magazine. I spoke with Griffith last night about the state of the insurance industry, threats and opportunities posed by autonomous vehicles, and how to get more women in leadership jobs. We started by talking about her days as a claims rep and how that shapes her approach to the job.
Well, I think I really have the respect of the people that do what I call the hard jobs. So when I think of all the people out there that are looking at cars, that are crawling under cars, the people in the call centers, I have respect for those jobs, the value of those jobs, and I think I get credibility within the company, leading the company, because I've done those. And so to me, when I think of who really makes our company successful, it's claims reps and our CRM, our customer relationship reps.
So Progressive is based in Ohio. State Farm, Allstate are based here in Illinois. Some have criticized Illinois for having a less than friendly business climate, citing some of our corporate and income tax rates, uncertainty about our state budget, our legislature, and other factors. What are some things that Ohio has done to keep you happy there and keep your headquarters there?
Well, I think for one, we have a pretty balanced budget. So I think we've done a really good job as a state balancing our budget, which is key. We also, because of how much we've grown, we have been given tax credits for that. So they really do reward us for keeping jobs in Northeast Ohio.
So you talked about hiring in anticipation of growth. Is that related at all to Progressive entry into the home insurance market? And can you talk about that a little bit?
I mean, yeah, it does. It's not really the reason we went into it. We went into the homeowners business. We purchased American Strategic Insurance in 2015. It will become Progressive Home this year. We're branding it Progressive Home. We bought them for a particular purpose, to have access to home and auto shopping in our independent agent channel. So we had it. We could have had it on the direct side. We actually work with multiple partners, including ASI on the direct side. But on the agent side, we wanted to have access to those customers for our 35,000 independent agents. So we bought ASI because of that. In addition to that, ASI was a perfect partner because they had similar values. We'd worked with them over the years, and we knew the integration would be much easier than what usually happens in an M&A, and that's proved to be correct.
I want to pivot here to self-driving technology. And I'd like to ask you, how does Progressive view the prospect of self-driving technology and the impact it might have on your customers and the business model?
We think self-driving technology is going to be a great opportunity for the innovative companies. For customers and for society, it's great because there's going to be less accidents. So no one can deny that. And so if you're a good CEO, you're thinking about when that happens and when frequency of accidents continues to go down, how are you going to react? And do you have the plan for replacing revenue if the market gets smaller and when the market gets smaller? So we welcome it. We welcome the innovation. We welcome the opportunity to grow even when we think frequency will probably be reduced. It will absolutely be reduced.
What's a way that you can replace revenue, that kind of revenue?
Well, I wouldn't be privy to say that right now, but how we think of our strategy at Progressive is really in three horizons. So the first one we have right now is execute. Execute really well on our brand, on our offerings, on our culture. And as I talked about earlier, we've had tremendous growth and we hope for that to continue. The auto and home industry is about a $300 billion industry, which we only have about $30 billion of. So there's a lot of opportunity to continue to grow. In addition, autonomous cars won't be here 5 years from now. It's going to take a while. So you want to be able to understand, execute on what you have now, and then think about the future. Horizon 2, I think about as expand. Are there adjacent products and offerings we can have that sync up to things we do really well? So our analytics, our culture, our service. And so we're working on a couple different product offerings that we'll be introducing in the next couple of years to be able to grow in that part. And then the third horizon I look at is explore. And that's really where we've built a strategy team within Progressive and that I meet with on an ongoing basis that is coming up with a portfolio of ideas about the future. Some we know will work, some won't. But if you have a whole portfolio that you're investing in now, you're going to be ready as frequency plummets. So it really is about, in each horizon, execute, expand, and explore, making sure you're investing concurrently. Because you can't all of a sudden say, oh, things have kind of dried up in horizon one, what should we be doing? You've got to be thinking about that every day, and that's really the most important part of my job.
What's it like to be back on campus? I mean, you're a graduate of Illinois State, I believe. I'm sure you've been back a number of times over the years, but how's it feel to return in this way?
It was a little surreal, and actually, so I'm a graduate of 1986, marketing, and after graduation, I got a job in Indianapolis. And then shortly thereafter, I've gotten married and I have 6 kids. And so I've moved around with Progressive. And so I don't get back here very often. So coming here and looking around campus was surreal. I was an RA in Watterson Tower. So I was like, oh, you know, so just it got me a little melancholy. I was a preview guide here. So as I thought about leadership in my talk today, I really realized that a lot of that really started here at Illinois State with what I did in the business school and what I did with being an RA and being a preview guide. So it's sweet.
This building is called the State Farm Hall of Business. I hate to break that to you. Does it feel a little weird walking in here? Do you have to, like, conceal your identity?
I'm not. My brother works at State Farm, and he came to see my talk today. State Farm's a great company, so I feel like I'm a good company, and I knew it going into it, and I giggled about it, but I'm a good company. It's a great company, great established company, and a big part of what's made Bloomington Normal what it is, so all good.
That's Tricia Griffith, an ISU alum who is now CEO of Progressive Insurance. I spoke to her yesterday as she was back on campus to deliver the keynote address at Business Week. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's Sound Ideas.